guy that was a heavyweight in high school. You're a heavyweight. Now you look like you could go like 182 pounder. Now you know. It's just I'm just so envious of that.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I felt like eating was a chore for me in college to try and keep my weight up. So I don't need to do such things anymore. So
I was just with Coach Greenlee about 3 or 4 weeks ago at a Hall of Fame induction, and we were talking about you a little bit. He still thinks very, very, very highly of you. So I told him I'd be seeing you at this preview. So he sends a shout out to you.
Oh, I love Coach Greenlee. He's done so many things for me and many of my teammates, and just have so much respect for him. And he's one heck of a guy to be around too. He's funny.
Coach, how many years is this for you at the helm?
This is my fifth year. I spent 2 years as an assistant, and this is my fifth year, 7 years total.
Nice, nice. Has the program kind of grown and developed as you initially envisioned when you walked through the doors there at Avon, or how has that kind of progressed over the years?
Oh, for sure. And I think just wrestling in Avon in general has grown, and I'm lucky to have so many great assistants. Like they said, it takes a village. So, but yeah, we're going where we need to.
Good, good. And how did numbers look heading into the season?
Look, we're just over 40 right now.
Wow,
and which is great. And I'm just sitting around talking to some of the coaches here. It seems like it's a consensus, and everybody's numbers are up. So I think last year COVID kind of beat our numbers down a little bit, but. Looks like we're on the upswing with getting kids back into wrestling, which is fantastic.
I think kids are anxious to get out and do something. I think what we're seeing is maybe some kids that weren't out for sports before that are trying some things that maybe they didn't. So, you know, just because they've been cooped up for so long and you know, hey, this looks interesting, maybe I want to give it a try. So,
oh, for sure. And I think we're getting several kids who have never wrestled before. So that's also a unique experience from the coaching side as well, as you have kids that have been wrestling in your room since kindergarten. And then you're throwing in kids who just started wrestling yesterday. So it's a different dynamic this year, definitely, in our team. But like I mentioned before, I have great coaches. We have great leadership. And things have gone so far so smooth.
How's that balance go when you have kids? Like you said, you've been wrestling since kindergarten. I mean, they know the basics. They know the fundamentals. And you also got kids who don't know any of those basics or fundamentals. Do you kind of have to rely on some of those upperclassmen to bring some of those newer kids along? How does that go?
Well, it's all about partnerships, and yeah, leadership does have a lot to do with it. But this year, we've split off a few times where a few coaches will take some of the newer kids, and then the other coaches will take some of the experienced kids, and kind of differentiate in that realm. But so far, so good, and just excited to compete this weekend, and that way, everybody can have that measuring stick and kind of see where they're at.
Coach, you graduated some really quality kids, Sexton, Sear, Bingham, really high quality, high character kids, you know, that a lot of leadership in that program. You bring Doherty back, kind of a stud, you know, as a core. How do you build off of Ty?
Well, Ty's done a great job the last few years, and you mentioned some previous leadership. I think those guys impacted our program more than just wins and losses, and I think they've impacted the Ty Dohertys, the Joe Reshes. They've impacted a lot of our seniors now that are stepping up to the plate. And so far, those guys are doing great. They're really leading the charge with work ethic, leading the charge with just overall leading by example.
Coach, you know, Avon always plays football late into the winter, you know,
yep.
and the seasons overlap. And how big of an impact is it? And you've had some, you know, be it Bingham, you've had Rush, you've had some good upper weight kids that were busy playing late into November oftentimes. How do you get those kids back in the flow and kind of pace that? Because football conditioning is a way different conditioning than wrestling conditioning.
Well, I will say it's different for every kid. Some kids are chomping at the bit just to get back as soon as football ends. They're in the wrestling room the next day. A few kids need some time to ease back into it. So it's kind of a case-by-case situation. But, I told all of our football players this year, well, it is a long wrestling season, so if you do need to take some time, we'll take some time and ease you into this thing.
Do you look for a little bit slower start then with your or are you jumping right into a solo? Talk to me about your schedule. Wait.
We're going to start over at Avon Lake, so we're at the Cobos Classic, Insurance Classic. So we do kind of ease into it and then ease into our conference duel with Avon Lake the following week. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have kind of a nice schedule in that regard that we don't necessarily need them to jump right in, but we would definitely like to have them by that first conference duel.
Talk to me about the SWC. In my eyes, one of the best wrestling conferences in the state of Ohio. You guys have been right in the thick of it. Berea Mid-Park's good. Olmsted Falls always brings a ton. You guys have been right there. Talk to me about what the league looks like this year. We brought Elyria into it too. So what is
that? Yeah, so North Olmsted and Westlake left, but we That's got right. Elyria. So I love having Elyria in our conference. I think it just adds a way more dynamic to our competitive nature. Olmsted Falls is tough every year. Berea is tough every year. North Ridgeville has tough, solid kids. So I think it's really important for us to be ready every week. There isn't a down week. We're always going to have a competitive week, a competitive conference match. So that's what I look forward to. That way we don't get complacent in our competition.
Did you go home for Christmas? Did you go back to Brecksville? Take them over to Brecksville?
No, I did not. Actually, no. last year we went to the Brecksville Holiday Tournament. It's great. We love the dynamic there. This year we decided to branch out, and we're going to head to the Medina Holiday Tournament, which we've never been before. So we're excited about a change of pace with that tournament.
All right. Are there any my last one here for you, Coach, with a roster the size that yours is, are there a couple of kids who, maybe Lorain County wrestling fans aren't familiar with that you are, kind of expecting to take that next step forward this season as a wrestler? Are there any kids like that on your roster?
Well, I will tell you, this summer we had a great showing with freestyle wrestling. We sent four guys to Fargo. They made the Fargo national team. Ty Doherty, Mason Fitch, Riley Atkins, and Tommy Freeman. They both competed out there. They did the training camp, and I think they saw a lot of gains with their overall ability and just being around the team. I think there was a lot of improvement gained from there. So I expect high things out of those guys. Additionally, this summer we sent over 20 guys to a team camp down at West Virginia.
Nice.
So I think just getting those kids exposure over the summertime, over the fall time, definitely pays dividends for wrestling November through March. So we're excited. We're knock on wood, have a smooth sailing year in terms of COVID and whatnot. So
no kidding.
Fingers crossed. And
right here, we'll knock on
keep,
that wood
keep
for
all
you,
the
Coach.
Kids safe, keep all the family safe, and just make it a good experience for all the kids.
There you go, Coach. Well, hey, we really appreciate you stopping down here this evening. Always a pleasure to have you here at the Brew Kettle. Best of luck to you and the Eagles this season as you guys get ready for a pretty tough schedule here.
Awesome. Thank you very
good
much.
Stuff,
I appreciate
Jeremy.
All
good luck
you guys
to you.
Do.
You got it, Coach. There he goes, Coach Johnson from the Avon Eagles.